The Gemara Menachot Lechamed Hey says that there's halacha Moshe Sinai that in Tzilin, in the bottom, in the baisha of the Tzilin Sharosh, you should have on both sides a shin. You know, we look at the Tzilin, we see that there's a tzura of a shin on one side, a regular shin, the three reishim, and the other side has a tzura of a shin, miyuchid, with four reishim. But basically, the Chumash Sinai is to have these tzuras of a shin on both sides. Now, how do you make this tzura? What they do is the Bata Macha, when he works the or the leather, he pulls out. He can. There's one way they do it is they pull out from the stretch out from the or from the leather till it looks like a shin. Some places can be done a different way that they do it is they make like a the fuss. What they do is they take a piece of wood and you carve into it. Carving a tzura of a shin, and then you take that carved out shin, you press it on the ur with a press, and so it presses out all the ur around the tzura of the shin, and the shin goes into the carved out place, and it remains like a shin boilet, that is sticking out the tzura of a shin. You do that on both sides. The Taz in the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillin, or Chaim Siman Beis, Sifman Beis, they say, they don't like this way of doing it by pressing it. And it's a little bit of a kitzah, but the way I understand what they're saying is because they hold that the shin has to be ma'isek siva. The halacha mishum sinai is as if you to write a shin, or do a ma'isek siva shin in the yar. So if you pull it out, you moishik the yar like little by little, and you're making the shin, that's as if you ma'isek siva. But if you do a bas achas with one press, that's a ma'isek chasima. That's not cool. That's like a stamp. That's like the fuss. That's not a ma'isek siva. So that's why they say not to do it that way. But the other Paiskim, the Pesach Gedolah, B'Shem Neshuvos Ramah, they bring down, says, the Faket, no, there's no Chasarin doing it with the fuss, with the pressing it in. And they say, Adarab, it comes from Mumuhud that way. Cause it's a lot easier to carve into the wood to have a shin, make a very nice shin, with the Ziyunim and the bottom, and everything should be perfect. And very Mumuhudic. And it's Mumuhud that way, and you should do it the way. The Mishnah Berurah brings all this down with more Pratim. In Arachayim, some long days over there, and Sifkat and Kufta the Gimel. And he also says that's the way the Velt's Noy, that's the Nimi Pasha, he says, to do what I did first.
So some say that's the Ksiv, and Toys says it's not a Ksiv, there's no Ksiv, Toys says it can't go in. The Shah was the Shin, and the Dalai was the Ksiv.
Oh, in the rest of the film?
No, in the other Shin. A dalit in the back,
right.
And a yud over here.
Right.
So loyd of them are in the shorosh. So Rashi says that's why it's called kishay mashemek of the day is going on the shorosh. I'm sorry. Toys says it's not ksiv. It's not really ksiv.
I see. So that was I'll tell you that you don't need a ma'isek siva. Right, but the shin itself, maybe the rest of it is not ma'isek siva. The shin, the dalit and the yud. But the shin itself, the taz and the rama, mashma, that should be my 60, but that's why they like this way better, and the other person says, lav dafka, it's not a problem. The kiregi in the tshuva, simon yadal, if he was asked by a rov of Shechs, I'm not sure where that was, the kiregi was just shy and small of the world, it could have been able to be anywhere, but if he was asked from this rov, he had a different answer, because obviously it was difficult, and maybe in those days, especially for the batam machas to make a nice shin. So he asked the kasha, why don't we do it very simple? Just take another piece of R, and cut out, you know, with a sharp razor, just cut out a beautiful shin, and take that shin and glue it onto the bias, and glue it on, make a bias, and just glue the shin on from another piece. And the Sraf said, even though the Gemara does say in Menachas Tachamadan on the base, that the O of the bottom has to be made Me'o Echad. Even write it sometimes on the Sheitel that you cover it, Me'o Echad, that it's supposed to be Me'o Echad, the whole bias, not it includes the shin. So what's he saying? Take a different R and glue it on. The shayla was maybe dibik is chachiba. Maybe when it says that the bias is moyachod, means don't have like floating two pieces. But as long as you glue it together, that already becomes oyachod. Maybe the dibik itself is chachiba. That was the shayla. The Dostov said, if I remember correctly, it was many years ago. There was a tumult going on in Yerushalayim, where they found out that some Batamachas were doing this, to make the filling in the perfect square, especially if it's Voidus Yad, it's not so simple. So what some Batamachas were doing was they were taking extra pieces of R and gluing it on to make the Ribua. And people didn't even realize because they're painting it over and it was Gansa Tumul. And Lacharish, we told me in the Shail also, the same way as Diba Kachiba, gluing it together, that was doing the Shail, gluing it, the glue, with Devek, is that kechiv? Is that called all one or in his kasha, or not? But the kechiv was with something that's also with the kechiv was asked to negate this shayla, gluing on the shin onto the side. Would that be called meyar echav? Would that be called one? So the kechiv answered that this shayla is Ramah and Hilchus Gittin. The son that the next shayla in the beginning of Rav Chaim Hilchus Tefillin. The kechiv answered with Ramah the end of Rav Nezer Hilchus Gittin. The Ramah says over there in Rav Nezer some kuflam to Zayin, but again, writing a get, the din is a get has to be written on one piece of cloth, not on two. Then we dash it. So he says, because of the sefer krisus, we have a lot of drushes on this pasuk. One of the drushes is because of the sefer krisus, you write to the lady, to the wife, a sefer krisus, sefer we dash it. Sefer echad v'loy gimel v'loy bezu gimel klafim. The get has to be all on one cloth. You can't have the get written and continued on page two and continued on page three. It has to be all on one cloth. So the Ramah says over there, dovach shtei iris. If you have two klafim and you attach them biyachadai de debek, you attach them with glue, the kutsu lam get, and then you write the get on it. So maybe is that called one klaf because it was written, it was attached with glue? Zakhtar Ramah, posul misafik. It's posul misafik. Zakhtar Kivegi, you have a Ramah that calls your shayla. If the biggest sechiva, then I get. And Ramah says, it's posul misafik, the Ramah was misupik. Vice place, Ramah had a suffix, is that called one? So the same Ramah that says by getting it's a suffix, if glue makes it into consider one get, one safe get, the same thing, Benegeya Tfilin, would be the same suffix. But then the Kivyegah brings down, and then anything else, I mean, the rice has to be one thing, we'll see right then maybe some other halachas, anything has to be one thing, it'll be all Tony in the Shaila, what about if you glue it? Is that called one? It'll be Tony in the Ramah. But then the Kivyegah brings down, the Beishmuel, on the side, Nebenezer, you have on the side the Chalkos Noach and Beishmuel, the way in Arachayim, you have on the side of Shechonach and Mogen Ram and the Taz, and your day you have the Shach and the Taz, and Ebenezer you have the Chalkos Noach and Beishmuel. Beishmuel, on the side of Ebenezer, he's Chalkos Noach and Beishmuel. The Ramah says that it's a Sophic of his Kasha, he says it's Vavei Kasha. The Beishmuel says that if you glued it together, then you wrote together on it, it's called Sefer Echad, it's called one. And he brings Uriah. He says, it's another Gemara, Menachas HaFam Zahram HaVeis. The Gemara says that the Tefillah Shayad, and Tefillah Shayad, that goes on the hand, is four Pashis. And the Gemara says it should be written on one piece of cloth. Halacha, and we learn it out from Pasuk. Pasuk says, Hoy L'chala Ois HaYachcha. It says Ois. Ois is Lashon Yochid. The Tefillah, Hoy L'chala Ois, it should be one Ois HaYachcha. The Gemara dashes from there, it should be one cloth. If you write the four Pashis on four different klafim, it'll be four oises. So from that possibly we're going to should be written on one klaf. And then the price says, Kaisva, if you wrote it, Im Kosov Abba Iris, if you wrote it on four klafim, but Nicha Vayis Echad, you put it in one bias, Yotza, Yotza, but Tzorach Nadabik, but you have to attach them, you have to glue them. Shnema Vachoyel Nuchol Oisa Yotcha, Kshem Shoyis Achsi Vachot, Kach Ois Achas Mivifnim. Just like it's one ois on the outside, so it has to be one ois on the inside. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, when you take, even if you take four klafim and you put it together in one bias, that's the chayr making one ice for people on the outside. Anyone that looks at this film sees one film. Doesn't see what's inside. But the person who's wearing it, he'll be magish. As he wears it, it's shaking around. He'll be able to tell that there's four separate things inside moving around. And therefore, the Gemara says, so the Bryce says, so chadavik, you have to glue them together. If you glue them together, that already is considered one. So Bishmol says, you see from here, Bishmol Gemara, that they because of chiva. There's a halacha you have to have all the pashas tefillin on one cloth, and the Gemara says it's enough if it's four cloth, and as long as you medabek, if you glue it together, chayav iraya, same thing by a get, it should be enough to glue it together, and the chayav the same thing for the shin, it should be enough to glue it onto the tefillin. So Kvege answers like this, he says, there's a chalak. He says, why anything that the halacha has to be one zach, we have no raya that dibuk makes it into one thing. But by tefillin, it doesn't say you have to have one cloth. It says it has to be one ois. Time to keep the chum between the ois and everything else. Ois means a sign. Ois means it should show like it's one. It should look like it's one. Something to be an ois ayotcha, that should be a sign, one ois, that's enough dibuk. Maybe dibuk is enough to make it look like it's one, that feels like it's one. But something that has mamash alocha, that b'chetza has to be one, has to be sefer echad by gittin. Or has to be or echad for the bias of the tefillin. Mecha teisa dibigis kechiva. That's what the Kirig wants to think zechanda on this raya. Then he has the kasha actually on the Beis Shmuel Minei Obey. The Beis Shmuel himself is only machshir by the get, as she said this first. Beis Shmuel is only machshir by the get where he glued it together, the two klafim tried to get, and then he wrote the get. But even the Beis Shmuel is moider that if you wrote the get on two separate klafim, and then you glued it together, it's too late. You can't be machshir now. So effectively, why not? If you bring your raya from Tfilin, from the klaf, the other Gemara says clearly, you wrote it on four iris, and you tzarech adabek, and you glued it together, it's enough. So why doesn't it help I get also afterwards? So that. What's the chal?
It's just like you came out in You came out in mechuba.
Maybe the sound. Kiri wants to say. Kiri wants to say different. Like wants to say. Maybe he means this. Kiri wants to say. But no, I don't think so. Kiri wants to say that Beis Shmuel Mestam holds that the din of sefer echad by get is the din in the ksiva. The Torah says because of the law of sefer kisus. The Torah says you should write on one sefer. So it's din in the ksiva. By tefillin it doesn't say din in the ksiva. It just hoyin l'chol leisayotcha. When you put it on, it's in the hanochas tefillin. Before you put on the tefillin, make sure it's dog. The writing could be on separate cloth, and as long as you connect it afterwards, that's why it's enough. That's what Vishnu will hold. But if you by getting it in the ksiva, that's it. But the Kriyeg must be chalak even on if you would medavik it beforehand, which is Vishnu will discuss it. It's also no raya. Because we only have a raya that for ois echa, that's where the biggest kachiva. For din of an ois, because ois just means it should look like it, it should feel like it. That's enough dibuk kachiva, but something that marsh b'chesed b'sefer echad or echad, you have no raya dibuk kachiva. But then the kivyeg brings down the Beis Shmuel brings a different raya that dibuk kachiva. It's from a different sugya menachas daflam abeizim alaf, and from a tesis over there the maschil dilma in the first teretz. It's a very nice sugya and I got it written down, but it's a little complicated. But what comes out, we'll just say what comes out from that tesis. Comes out from the tesis. Tesis brings down nechus mezuzah. These Yishami that says mezuzah has to be written on one klap. So that mokher is a Yishami. Mezuzah is two pashyas. The first pashya is Shema Yisrael and the Haftes Hashem, and the second pashya is Vahim Shema Yitishmu. And these two pashyas, Yishami says, has to be written on one klap. So Tosfos says over there, and this way he learns the Gemara. He comes out from the whole Gemara over there that, because it talks about, this was, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but it talks about taking a mezuzah from a sefer Torah. In fact, Tosfos Kasha, there's a lot of psukim in between. How can you take it from a sefer Torah? But my Tosfos wants to say that, and if you're going to say you just cut this piece and that piece, basically Tosfos Kasha, it's not one klap. Yishami says that's the one klap. So Tosfos says, the Gemara is talking about the Taka Tukum Sefer Torah, the first Pasha and the second Pasha, they were cut in two klapim, and then you would tie for them, you sew them together. And Tosfos says, when you sew it together, that's called one klap. So Beis Shmuel wants to be married from there, if by mezuzah, which the two Pashas has to be written on one klap, Tosfos comes out, it's enough if it's written on two klapim as long as you sew them together. You see from there that sphere is kachiba, sewing is a chiba. So mainly the chari should be the same thing. By debug, gluing also should be a chibah. Gluing should be just as good. That's the kivega. But the kivega wants to think of this raya also. He wants to say it's not a raya. He says maybe tefira by cloth, sewing by cloth, is stronger, is more of a chibah than gluing by R. And he doesn't just say it to argue on the Vishnu, it brings a beautiful raya with half of the raya. It brings a raya from Mishnah Melch and Hilchos Tumas Saras. And Perikyi Beis of the Maseras, Baruch Avov, is the beautiful Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech brings down, there's a Mishnah in the Goyim, Perikyi Daf Mishnah Avov, that says that a beged hamuzka, then is by Nigi Begodim. If a person has a nega on a beged, he brings it to the Kohen. The Kohen looks at it, looks like a nega, he tells him we have to lock it up for a week, and at the end of the week we'll see if it's spread, it's Tomei, we have to burn the whole beged. And the Mishnah is more Pratidinim, we call him the Goyim, the Mishnah is the Goyim. But that's the basic halacha. Now they lock it up for a week, and if the nega spread, then the whole beged has to be burned. So Mishnah talks about what about they brought to the kohen? He told him, okay, lock it up for a week. And before he locked it up, he cut off a piece of the beged. He took that piece and he sewed it onto a different beged. Then later, the end of the week comes and the nega spread. So that first beged was tummy and has to be burned. What about this piece that was sewed on another beged? The Mishnah says that the fact that it was sewed onto another beged is matzel. That saves it. It's already connected to the new beged. It became part of the new beged, and that piece you don't have to burn. That's the mission of the goyim. So, in fact, Tesis Yom Tov Kasha is another mission of the goyim. But again, they get back them and take you give mission. Hey, the mission says this is very similar. A few parts are different, but basically, a bias, a house that has a neg on the wall. Also, you bring the kohen to look in. The kohen looks at it, and he locks up the house for a week, and he comes at the end of the week, if the nega spread, you have to take the stones of the house and the kaitish, you have to crush them and take it outside to Makam Tami. So the Mishnah talks about the also. What about if somebody showed a nega to a kohen? The kohen said we have to lock up the house. So before he locked it up, he cut one rock out of the house and he went and he cemented it betit bedevek. He glued it onto another house. Then the week comes and the house the nega spread. The whole house is tummy. So the Mishnah, not only is this house tummy, but that stone that he moves to another house is also tummy. You have to break it off and bring it and crush it and take the makatami. It's also tummy. In fact, there's the answer. What's the difference between the house and the gibbe gadim? But the gibbe gadim, we said, if you cut it off and you tie it to another beged, that's not the safe. So over here, if you cut off the stone and you put it on another house, why doesn't the new house save it? So the Mishnah Malchus to say there's a chilin between tfir by begadim and tit by avonim. To say that tfir by begadim, when you sew something, that's the mamash achiva. That makes it part of the new beged, and the new beged saves it. Same with new beged star, the remains star. But the dibuk by stones is not as strong, it doesn't save it. So the Craig wants to say the same thing we can be Mechankovi also. But the Beishmur wants to be Uriah from Tfir by Mezuzdas, maybe only Tfir by Mezuzdas is considered Chiba. But Dibuk by R will not be a Chiba. It's more than half the Gagain, it's being Uriah from the Gagain. From Mishnah Machavos and Havasim Zerat. Maybe Tesyam that the Kasha did not hold of this Chilak, did not see a Chilak, you know, maybe that's why Beishmur did not see a Chilak. But according to Mishnah Machavilchem, Craig is comparing Tfir by cloth to the Indian of Tfir by begadim, sewing by cloth to sewing by clothing material, and he's comparing Dibbik by Yod to Dibbik by Avonim. At least maybe, so it's not a Raya. So this is where it comes out, that even the Beis Shmuel thing holds that Dibbik is Vadi Kachiba, Benegeya Get, and you can maybe take from there that glue is the Chiba, Benegeya, the Ara of Tzilin. And Kivik wants to say, you should not be semach in this Beishmul halacha, and you have to be choshish for the Ramah. The Ramah does hold the Safik. Maybe this is the reason why the Ramah did not hold these Rayas. And at least in Yom Deraisa, we should not be makel like the Beishmul Benegeya, anything to use deep kachiba. The Kirigal also is very marach in the Tshuva in the Tosis Rosh Hashanah Chavzayim, which in my opinion that's the main part of the Tshuva. Is the Gemara over there about Shefer Galdi he brings down the Chavzayim, a Shefer that was made from pieces that were glued together. Also in the Dibuk. And the Gemara's address is Shefer Echad, but like Shtayim, Shalosh, Shefer. So Shefer is one Shefer. What about it's glued together? And the whole Tosis over there. And the Kirigal has a whole shot in the Tosis. It's a little complicated, I'm not going to go into it, but that's a big side of the Tshuva also going to get this in here. The Tzemach David, Sefer Tzemach David from the Dov Rappaport, the Gaon of the Rappaport on Chus Kivege, he is the Kasha on the Ramah and the Kivege who passes like the Ramah, that says that by a get it has to be Sefer Echad and you cannot glue two slotting together. Gluing does not help. It's still, you have to Sefer Echad. He is the Kasha that we know a get doesn't have to be on cloth. A get could be on paper. There's Gemara song over Kosval Niyah. How famous Gemara? A husband gives the get to a woman, but he says, "The paper belongs to me." And Gemara talks about it. Is that good or not? What? Right, there's many cases, right? But basically, yeah, you know, Gemara talks about can Karen of Behema, you know, not Machuba. But basically, one of the cases we find many times in the Gemara is that get were written on yeah, on paper. So, in fact, the Tzemach David, there's a Rashi in Sefer that tells us that's how your paper is made out of. Everything you know is in the Torah. There's a Rashi in Sefer Chizayin that says, Zoshen is, Niyah is from Asavim, was made from Gries, Shekoitchen Aizan, that they crush it in Medapkin Bedebek, and they use glue to make paper. Now, today, the Duch took to make paper out of wood, out of trees, the whole process. But it seems, at least going back, at times the Rashi, paper was made out of Gries that was with Debek, with some sort of a glue. That was their Niyah. And Mestam, that was the Niyah that I was talking about. So, in fact, the Tzemach David, every Niyah is made from pieces that are glued together. According to the Kivega and the Ramah, gluing together pieces is a suffix of his kosher for get. The get has to be written on one piece. How could we have, how do we ever have a get that's written on paper? Every paper is made from pieces. I think he blames by Akasha. So I was thinking, maybe the Teretz is, Niyah, paper, once you glue it together, you make the paper, it becomes like a Naya Chefza, it's a new Shem, has a Shem Niyah. So it's a new Shem, and it's a Naya Chefza, That already is a chesed for itself, and that's one. That's dav echad. Klaf, when you take two pieces of klaf, you glue it together, that it doesn't have a new shem, it's still called klaf. It's called glue together, two pieces of klaf glued together. It's meaning it's not a new chesed, that's considered a suffix. If the devik doesn't make a chiba, then it still remains two svarim. But niyah, taka was made from multiple pieces, but once it becomes niyah, it already has a new shem. And it's not called a sovereign anymore, it's not called Grias, and it has a whole brand new name, Niyah. And this new Shem is a new Chetzah, and this Chetzah could be Echav. And I want to bring another Shukah right to it from Shukah Shukhan Acharab, and Erechaim Simen Shin Mem, Sifi Zayin. There's a Merdek Gachid, Shukhan Acharab, in Benegel, the Moloch of Kereya. One Lam Tes Moloch of Shabbos, Kereya. And the Moloch of Kereya, the Shukhan Acharab's Mechadish, only applies, it's also known as Kishereya, Kishakereya, Umakit Gufim Rabbish Nishabu. Only if you rip something that was made from gufim from many pieces that were put together. For example, a beged, which is made from many strings, which are wove together, that's pasim malach of kireya. But there's no malach of kireya on one guf, like paper or leather, which is one guf, there's no malach of kireya. You have to see his reason, and I rather want to learn that one time in all the sheets from Lachas Kirei. It's also from Redigan, and maybe next week.
So, do you
write
the
Vietnam Begin
according to
the Zen? That would be a Suffolk. You're right. It come out of that should be a Suffolk according to the Ramah. Maybe the Begin is a new Shem. If you're going my terrace. Right. I just want to say the Shulchan Aruch Rav who held that Kirei is only something which is Guf Echa, and he gives an example, Niyah. Why is Niyah Guf Echa? It's also made for many things. Why is it different than a Begin? It's made for many strings. The terrace is. I mean, he's saying a Begin also has a new Shem. Okay, but maybe, but it remains, you look at it, it's a Begin that's made out of thread. It's a Begin made out of wool, made out of linen, made out of whatever, the threads of cotton. You still know what it's made. That Shem is not lost. It means a wool beged, maybe Shem Levi, but paper, no one looks at paper, even I don't think in the old days when it was made of a sovereign, that it's grass paper, or they lost that Shem entirely. So maybe that's a terrace. Okay, you have a few minutes. I'm going to go back to Pashat Lechasa, we learned yesterday. The tinker of Shaul Simcha Friedman, over here in the Shkuna, he showed me a murder Chassam Seifer. It's in the Chassam Seifer Al-Tayr, it's also in Teres Moshe Al-Tayr from the Chassam Seifer, the fourth shtickel. He shtells on a murder shtell. He says, why is it that we see that Avram Avinu, when he was in Okazdim, he broke the Geshkes, he destroyed the Avodah Zarah, his Moshe Nefesh, a nest that saved him. But later on in life, we don't find they continued this practice of breaking Geshkes. He went there as Canaan, which was a Chman Slan Moli Avodah Zarah, so we don't find that he went around breaking Geshkes. As I practice some Sefer, what changed? What changes his Mahalach? So some Sefer says in half of the Gitaris, he wants to say that when Avraham Avinu was a Rok Hasdan, he didn't have Talmidim. He was a private person, he had no Talmidim, and he felt, he knew he was putting his life in danger, and he said, okay, I'm going to do the right thing, I'm going to break the gas, because if they kill me, some Sefer's Lashon is, he said, Yaakov Avinu said, Ma Bekach, so what? He didn't care, so what? A little bit you have to understand, the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Ches that Avraham Avinu came called to Akumi, he was Makai Mishmatan Moed Sansar Sheikhem, he can't put your life in danger. But maybe, I'm not sure what the Teretz is, maybe, the Chayyus is not together, but it deserves to be Yavah Yavah. But maybe, I'd say, Avraham Avinu felt, I'll do the right thing, and what the Graham do to me is not my business, and he didn't care. And the Chayyus said again, the question is, if they kill me, Mavakach, who cares? But later on in life, Avraham Avinu was a Malamed. He had Talmidim. As the pasuk says, a nefesh also b'charan, he had to meet him. And there's another pasuk that says, Yelidei Beisai, or Shmoyna also v'shalom shmeis Yelidei Beisai. He had 318 talmidim. And he's been makar of people all malkam today, v'shta. So now already Avinu had to make a cheshbon that, you know, if I get killed, who's going to teach them to be Avodas Hashem? And Zot Chassam Sefer Loshin, v'zeh klal gadol b'Avodas Hashem. He ends up with those words. They're klagol v'zayis Hashem. This is a klagol v'zayis Hashem. And I think Pshat is, he's referring to, the whole thing is the Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Beis Mishnah Al, says, Rav Machashet hefse mitzvah k'neged schar. Person always has to, if we do a mitzvah, if a person's going to lose out from it something, you have to make that cheshbon. You don't always do it. So Avinu made the cheshbon when he was young, and he was no kazim, and he was a private person, and he said, okay, I'll do the mitzvah, I got killed, so what, ma bekach, so what, nothing wrong, I'll die, okay, Hashem, fine, happy to do it. But later on in life, he had to make the cheshbon, what's going to be with the talmidim. And now already, so Malamed, or Magid Shia, or someone who has talmidim, could say for himself, I make a cheshbon, I should do this mitzvah, even though this is going to happen. I can make a chesed, but you also have to make a chesed with tamidim. So instead of tamidim, really, then maybe I shouldn't do it. Zek falgalu is Hashem. Where the chesed say it? Bait in Pashas Lechacha, the famous pasuk says, when Avram Avinu went with Sarai to Mitzrayim because of the Rav, it says, "V'yiru is a Sarai Parai." The Sarai Parai saw, "V'yihalu is a Parai." They praised the Parai. So Rashi teaches, from the Medrash, a famous Rashi, how we saw Pari, halu b'neim, they didn't praise it to Pari, they didn't go to Pari and say, we found someone for you. They praised among themselves, loyma zuhagunu melech, they say, she's roi for the melech. She said, no, that's it. My question was, why did Tanchuma learn this way? Why did Rashi learn this way? Why didn't
why the particular issue she was taking, otherwise part of Pari would have
Because they called.
Maybe
it's all party. How long party? And then they brought it to her. Yeah, I looked in Mepharshim. It's Tzchom. The only one that talks about Tzchom, and I looked in Shayani, because now from a different Mepharshim says the same thing. It says Rashi in the Tachum Zeraya was because it said Behalu El Pari. It should have said Behalu Fnei Pari, which said Behalu Lip Pari. So maybe after this about this again, then I don't really see the big difference between Lip Pari and El Pari. If we say Behar was the Lib Pari, that would mean they told the Pari. Hey, well, El Pari, you don't see that? It's just sure. But I wanted to say, I think the Teretz is that Chumah and Rashi went there from the truck, from the timing. Because Behar is thought is written with a Mechotifcha, which is a stop, not a stop, which is a little bit schwer, the whole truck. It should continue, it should not be a stop, it should be the other way, continue, Behar El Pari. She praised the Pari. What's the stop? And if it's Vehu Ve'alu Oisah, they praised her, they spoke about her, then the stop. And what did they say about her? El Pari, she's right for Pari. Maybe the Tafum is Harai, it was a mystical job. It was a mystical buzzwick. Getting to Pashas Vieira, there's a Gemara, this week's Edra, there's a Gemara in Brochus, Avavim and Beis, the Gemara says, Zom Chelbe Yom Kuna, Kol Kabe Mokum Tfilosi, whoever has a Mokum Kfu, we daven, and Lokay Avam Be'ezre, because Shemes Aimulay Eon of Echosta, they can say in him, Ona Bona Chosim, and Tamid, the Shavim Binu, the Siv, it's going to be from this week's Edra, it says, Vyashrim Avam Be'ezre, or Mokum Shomach Shom, Esnei Hashem. Yaakov Avinu went to the same place that he was standing. In other words, Yaakov Avinu went to daven in the same place down before. You see, from here, you should always go back and daven in the same Mokum Kfuah, as long as you're in the area. When Yaakov Avinu traveled, obviously he couldn't, but you see from here, you're living in the same neighborhood your whole life, you always be Kaveh Mokum, daven in one place. The Hatzvi, or Torah, Pashviri, he tells on this Gemara, he says, what's the kesh of this Gemara between Kaveh Mokum Tzivlosai, having one Mokum Kfuah to daven, to Anivis. First the Dan's one place, you say, Hey Onav, Hey Onav, Hey Chassid. What's up with the Tom of Anivis? Where's the meaning of Anivis coming to here? Maybe it's different minus, where's Anivis coming to here? So he says, I'm really good, the Hatzim wants to say, there's many people that they're davening in the shul for many years and they leave the shul because they feel nifka. They get insulted by other people, they get insulted by the gabbai, and they just leave. A person that his whole life, he dives in one shul, he doesn't leave, it's a raya, muzan egoisa onof. A muzan mava vidaisov. And that's the Shanti Gemara. Kaveh mokum tzivosai, his whole life, kishemes, till the end of his life, emulei, ey onof, aza onof. He was able to stay in one shul his whole life. No politics. One final shagavat on the Kaveh, Kaveh Sitzchak, the end of Pashav Yerah. Torah says, "V'yakhei the Yitzchak benoy v'yosam as the al mizbeach mal eitzim." The Avinu tied up Yitzchak and he put him on top of the mizbeach, on top of the eitzim. The Sfasem tells us on this that it's mashma that the shechita was done on top, even though al sometimes means al b'slamach, al means next to, but here's the fish, al mizbeach me'al eitzim, on top of the eitzim. By says the shechita was on top of the mizbeach. Correct? The Sfasem is a kasha. We don't find by any other kabbonis, including Kabban Oyla, which is what was that the shechita was done on the mizbeach. Shechita was always done on the side of the Mizbeach. They kept by an oil that didn't top in it. Didn't top in the Mizbeach. So many Kabbonists, we say in Pegez and Mokhaimon, and Davening and Kabbonists, were on top in the Mizbeach, and some were B'chol Mokhaim Bazar, but nothing was Shechta on top of the Mizbeach. Zvika was done on the Mizbeach. Hekta, Chalm, Vayimurim, and the oil was hooked on the Mizbeach. But the Shechita was never done on the Mizbeach. What?
The Mishnah
said
that the Mizbeach on top of the Mizbeach
hasn't been softened, just like even if it's done itself. Okay. But on the Mizbeach, we don't find the Shechita was ever done on top of the Mizbeach. It was on the side. The Hatzvi brings down this Kashrut and Merel Disk and also tells them, they'll talk about it. Chesed and the Tzid Hamgdava wants to say a teretz that the reason why Shechita is not done on top of the Mizbeach is because every behema, even Oila, needs hefshet benituach, has to be skin, taken off the skin. Because even the Kohen Oila, which is Kulei Kolom, which is burned completely, but not the skin, that's Pasuk in Parshat Tzav, the Pasuk says that the Or goes to a Kohen, that you take off the skin. As a Meila, maybe it wasn't right to go shech on top of the Mizbeach, and on top of the Mizbeach to do the whole hefshet, take off the skin, then bring the skin down, the skin was already on top, bring it down. That you're not going to do. But the Yitzchak, a Kohen, which was a Kohen from Odom, to feed the first Sivui, was Zakhtan Sid, the Or of Adam is Kabasa. Or of Adam is Kabasa, so Mustam, the Or was supposed to be hooked up also, according to the first Sivui. And he doesn't mention it, but just to give a Shukam Maramokam, there's a place that needs us in here in Meralaf, that Master Shema talks about if Or Adam is Kabasa now, Mustam is within Siv men. There's a Minna, that's in Siv Teres, that's why Shkid was done on top, because there was no Hefshiv in the Torah needed. I had my Kasha, and then Siv is from Rashi Vaita. Rashi right at the end of the Pasha of the cave that says when the Yisav and Mesena when he saw the ayah, the Yigach is the ayah, the Alneil Tachas Benoi. So the ayah, he brought the ayah, his Makar the ayah, Tachas Benoi. In fact, Rashi Akasha, Ma'ach, Shekos V'yalei, Lo'ayla, Lo'ayfas Amikra. Just say he was Makar it. Umar Tachas Benoi. We see from the Pesukim he was Makar the ayah in place of his son. Why does the Torah say Tachas Benoi? What does it say that he's Makar the ayah, Tachas Benoi? We know it was Tachas Benoi. What does the Torah tell us that for? So the Rashi brings down, it's also from the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah and Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi brings down, it's coming to tell you that I'll call Avodah Sha'asim, and whoever you avoid the Avim, if he was in on the aisle, he'll be mispalna bo'ima, he davened and he said, he ratzon shetezu kingu, he has fever beneath. She ratzon, it should be as if I did it on my son, kingu benishach, he said, as if Yitzchak Avinu was shechter, kingu domi nizok, as if Yitzchak Stam is nizok, kingu beni mufshat, as if beni was mufshat, as if Yitzchak was, had hefshet on his ar, kingu hu nikta. As if he was nikta, the nasadeshin. So to me, it's masha. If his tefillah was that the hefshet of the aisle is king of the musha, it's masha from there. That Yitzchak also would have had hefshet, not like the nitziv. And if you think about it, I think we see from it even more what Akedas Yitzchak was. The Akedas Yitzchak, it's enough, but we always knew it. It's even more that Akedas Yitzchak is the schus that Gantz Kleisel stands until today. But part of the schus was not only Yaakov Avinu was going to shech his son, not only he was going to be makti him, he was going to do hefshet. Can you imagine? He was very steward. It's fanas ativa, he was very pierced in the sign. He was going to do hefshet. Can you, it's hard to be, he mastered such a thing, but for mitzvah Hashem, that's what Akedah Yitzchak was, what Avraham Avinu was ready to do. A few dozen. This is also a strange thing, Alma.